Hundreds of activists and media organizers are crowding dozens of workshops this weekend to share with others their experience in the arts and techniques of independent media. At the plenary session, Michael Eisenmenger from Manhattan Neighborhood Network, a public access cable station, gave a background for the current blooming of alternative community media.
There's really basically three ways we can deal with the mainstream media. We can ignore it and just act as a passive consumer, which is what most people do. Or we can struggle for media reform and try to change the laws and legislation that, you know, creates the media system that we have now. Or we can actively create an alternative media network, our own network, a people's network. And I think most people are here for the latter two reasons. And in radio, we've seen Clear Channel gobble up all the radio stations and just an evaporation of community radio around the country. Ben Bagdikian wrote in 1980 that there were 50 media corporations controlling most of what we see and hear, and it's shrinking. 10 years later, it was down to 25, and now it's down to 6.
The conference organizers made a deliberate attempt to reach out to youth media, and many young people responded. Angela Perez, a 17-year-old youth empowerment activist and a Spanish-language radio show host, explains why youth communities must not be ignored.
My friends and I have respect and care for the past, and we, the youth, have dreams and hopes for the future. At the moment that youth are given the opportunity to be involved in media production, they engage in a process of personal and professional growth that eventually increases their interest to actively participate in political and social life. Media needs young creative thinkers and contributors of ideas. Youth are potentially encouraged by issues that are happening to them every day and that are affecting their families and their other friends. We, the youth, are authentic and we have opinions. We want to voice our concerns, our struggles, and our perspectives.
Michelle Fawcett, a member of NYU Cinema Studies, helped organize the conference. She says there were three types of workshops: the media policy track, the youth track, and the do-it-yourself media track.
The various panels and workshops are being put together and sponsored by and hosted by a very wide range of organizations, from Harlem Live to Global Action Project, Educational Video Center, you name it. There's really dozens of them. It's really grown into a very large movement, and we expect to host such a conference, hopefully annually.
I've heard a number of people speak about the Republican Convention.
The conference is designed to bring together a very diverse array of grassroots independent media in this city. Obviously, the intention is to combat the increasing consolidation of corporate media, but its intention is also to focus on coverage of the protests at the Republican National Convention in August.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Guillen.